time for sports. The National Football League playoffs move into the second round this weekend. Carolina takes on St. Louis. Tennessee is at New England. Green Bay, coming off a heart-stopping overtime win last week, plays in Philadelphia, and Indianapolis is in Kansas City. Let's assume they'll play a football game. Here to talk about exactly who'll win each game and exactly the point spread is our sports commentator, Ron Rappaport in Chicago. Ron, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
What matchup do you think looks best this weekend?
Oh, I guess Green Bay and Philadelphia has sort of got everybody's attention, Scott. Brett Favre has been so great these last few weeks since his father died. But I think the Packer miracle might end right here against Donovan McNabb and the Eagles. You want to know what a funny thing about this game? A lot of Packer fans, they love to travel. You know, they love to go with their team.
Yes.
They're not going to Philadelphia.
They also get out of Green Bay in January, I'll point out.
Well, anyway, the Packer fans aren't going to Philadelphia because they've heard so much about their nasty fans. They've decided to stay home. My feeling is, unfortunately, that wait till they get a look at the Philadelphia team. That's a great football team.
I can't wait to see Peyton Manning again. He'll be against Dick Vermeil's Kansas City Chiefs.
I mean, Peyton Manning throwing five touchdown passes as the Colts murdered the Broncos. Scott, a perfect quarterback rating. That's hard to do. You know, statistical, the way the NFL does those things. So even though the game is in Kansas City, I think the general feeling is that if Manning can do anything close to what he did against Denver, that they might be going on to the next round.
Although the Rams have reached the playoffs X number of years at this particular point, is it easy to overlook them?
Yeah, and it's also easy to think that they might get beat this week, Scott. I mean, they do have the game at home. And they have been sort of the gold standard of the league for a couple of years now. They've been either in the Super Bowl or done pretty well with a little bit of downtime. Mm-hmm. But the Panthers, Carolina, looked just great beating the Cowboys last week. And the Rams have been up and down all season. You know, they lost the home field advantage through the playoffs by losing their final regular season game to the Lions, which is the worst team in the league.
Ron, we can't let this week go by without talking about Pete Rose. Now,
are you sure?
That's the one thing I'm certain about. Now, you've defended him in the past, at least as a candidate for the Hall of Fame. So I want to know from you this week, multiple choice question. Do you feel duped, fooled, or merely played for a sucker?
Well, all of the above, Scott.
All right, yeah.
Pete Rose got 15 write-in ballots on this year's write-in votes on this year's Hall of Fame ballot, Scott. Mm-hmm. One of them was mine. But I have to tell you, he's not making it any easier on himself or on those of us who believe he belongs in the Hall of Fame. You know, there's nothing wrong with making $1 million off an apology, I suppose. Maybe it's the capitalist duty, you know. And nobody can blame his publisher for getting the maximum publicity out of the deal by timing it with the Hall of Fame announcement. But it does tend to make you question his sincerity just a little bit, doesn't it? I think he made a terrible, terrible mistake. The apology doesn't look genuine. And it may have been counterproductive. From what I'm reading, the Hall of Fame electors, there are about 400 of them. Mm-hmm. And I've read it from a lot of them this week, and this turned the balance. There is just sort of an uncontrollable fury out there of comments saying from people who supported Rose, mm-hmm. who said that by doing this, he had lost their vote. So the ultimate irony might be Bud Selig puts him back on the ballot, right, because he's apologized. And then he doesn't get enough votes. How would that be?
Our sports commentator here on Weekend Edition, Ron Rappaport, is also a columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.